Vaikunthapurvasinam Deha Sambandha Sambandham Etad Agyatum Arhase Dehendriyasu Hinanam Vaikunthapurvasinam Deya Sambandha Sambadnam Etat Akhyatum Arhasi Dehendriya Suhinanam Vaikuntha Puravasinam Deya Sambandha Sambadnam Etat akhyatum arhasi Dehendriyasu hinanam Vaikuntha puravasinam Deya sambandha sabbadnam Etat akhyatum arhasi Vaikuntha Puravasinam Dehendriya Suhinanam Vaikuntha Puravasinam Nobody wants to chant. Synonyms. Deha of a material body. Indriya, material senses. Asu, life breath. Hinanam, of those devoid. Vaikunthapura, of Vaikuntha. Vasanam, Vasinam, of the residents. Deya Sambandha, in a material body. Sambaddham, bondage. Etad, this. Akhyatamarhasi, please describe. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Srimati Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The bodies of the inhabitants of Vaikuntha are completely spiritual, having nothing to do with the material body, senses, or life air. Therefore, kindly explain how associates of the Supreme, of the Personality of Godhead, were cursed to descend in material bodies like ordinary persons. Purport. This very significant question would be difficult for an ordinary person to answer, but Narada Muni, being an authority, could answer it. Therefore, Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired from him, saying, Etara kya tumarhasi. Only you can explain the reason. From authoritative sources, it can be discerned that associates of Lord Vishnu who descend from Vaikuntha do not actually fall. They come with a purpose of fulfilling the desire of the Lord. And their descent to the material world is comparable to that of the Lord. The Lord comes to this material world through the agency of His internal potency. Similarly, when a devotee or associate of the Lord descends to the material world, he does so through the action of the spiritual energy. Any pastime conducted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is an arrangement by Yoga Maya, not Mahamaya. Therefore, it is understood that when Jaya and Vijaya descended to this material world, they came because there was something to be done for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, it is a fact that no one falls from Vaikuntha. Of course, the living entity who desires Sayujya Mukti remain in Krishna Brahman effulgence, which is dependent on Krishna's body, Brahmanohi Pratishtaham. Such an impersonalist who takes shelter of the Brahman effulgence must surely fall down. This is stated in the Shastras, Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Verse 32. Yeyanyeya Vrindaksha Vimuktamaninas Tvayasta Bhavad Avishuddha Buddhaya Aruya Krishna Parampadam Tataha Patantaya Dho Anadrudha Jus Madangraya. O Lord, the intelligence of those who think themselves liberated but have no devotion is impure. Even though they arise to the highest point of liberation by dint of severe penances and austerities, they're sure to fall down again in a material existence, for they do not take shelter of your lotus feet. End quote. The impersonalists cannot reach the Vaikuntha planet to become associates of the Lord. Therefore, according to their desires, Krishna gives them Sayujya Mukti. However, since Sayujya Mukti is partial mukti, they must fall again to this material world. When it is said that the living individual soul falls from Brahmaloka, this implies to the impersonalists. From authoritative sources, it is learned that Jaya Vijaya were sent to the material world to fill the Lord's desire to fight. The Lord also sometimes wants to fight, but who can fight with the Lord but a very confidential devotee of the Lord? Jaya Vijaya descended to this world to fulfill the Lord's desire. Therefore, in each of their three births, first is Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasipu, second is Ravan and Kumbhakarna, third is Shishupala and Dantavakra, the Lord personally killed them. In other words, these associates of the Lord, Jaya Vijaya, descended in the material world to serve the Lord by fulfilling His desire to fight. Otherwise, as Maharaj Yudhisthira says, Ashraddhaya Eva Bhati, the statement that a servant of the Lord can fall from my Kunti seems unbelievable. How Jaya and Vijaya came to this material world is explained by Narada Muni as follows. End of the purport. Vrindavane Ramanare Dipasadabhumo Tatrabi Krishna Balarama Sabhara Mule Gyanam Paramparamai Krishna Sudharma Chuktam Dandasta Deva Purupada Namo Namaste. Sangasara dukkha jalada upadita sikhama krudadi nakrama karai kavali kritasya durvashana nikarita sinarasraya siya chaitanya chandra mamadehi badavalambam jaladara shashivarno kopavesha kishoro sahachara gana vrindai kridamana vrjesho natabara jitavesho nilapitambaradyo jagada jananahe to ramakrishna to asmi Vanchakalpaturubhyascha kripa sandhavevacha vritanam pavinibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Sometimes people ask about relatives that are non-devotees, that where do they go? They had Tulsi neck beads on their neck and they died. Where do they go? Wherever they went, Tulsi Rani is Sarva Sobhagyavardhini. Everyone's good fortune is expanded by her. So wherever they went is better than where they were, that's for sure. So that's kind of interesting. Wherever the devotee goes, it's assured he'll be protected by Krishna. As Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, that Chaitasya Sarva Durgani Mata Prasada Tarisasi, chapter 18, verse 58. If you think of me in any difficulties, then you will cross over all difficulties by my grace. So our business is to think of Krishna, and his business is to do everything else. Basically, that's a fact. Krishna protects his devotees. Tesham Nityabhayuktanam Yogakshemam Bahamyaham. For those who think of me without deviation, then I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. So Krishna carries what we lack. It was very interesting. Prabhupada in 1966 was giving a lecture, and he described about Arjun Mishra from South India, Arjuna Acharya, who was writing a Gita commentary. So he came across that shloka that that I give the goods, vahamyaham. So he thought, karomyaham, he must do it. He must get it done by Durga or somebody else. How will he bring the goods? So he scratched out vahamyaham and wrote karomyaham in his commentary. Then he went to take his bath in the sea. So when he came back, there were two bright boys, Krishna and Balaram, were carrying baskets, and he asked his wife, "Hey, somebody told us to bring these goods. Where do we put them? Oh, your boys are so nice. Why don't you take some milk?" "No, we're going to leave." "Why?" "Because he beat us. Can't you see? He scratched us. He beat us on the neck. And if he sees us, he'll beat us again." So they left. They put their baskets down and left. So when Arjun Mishra came back from the sea, his wife said, "Acharya ji, how is this that you're so cruel?" "Oh, I didn't know. I didn't do anything." "Oh, there were two boys and you beat them and you forced them to carry baskets?" "I didn't beat anybody. I didn't force anybody." Then when he looked at the basket, he said, "Vahamyaham, vahamyaham, vahamyaham." He really does bring the goods. And because Gita is non-different from the Lord, when he scratched out vahamyaham and put karomyaham, it was just like beating the Lord. So it's quite interesting. Krishna actually does bring the goods for his devotees. That is a really interesting story. What is interesting story also is that the wife of Arjun Mishra got in his case. That's very interesting. Every woman gets in his case, you know. It's a question of how often. It's just the nature of marriage. They do it. They said that in public you have to agree with everybody, they say, but in private you can slap him on the face. And basically they do that. It's quite interesting stuff. So Narada Muni will tell the story about how the two doorkeepers, Jai and Bijai, were cursed to become. And so it was described in Navadvipa Bhavataranga and elsewhere that Jai Vijay took birth as an encore, as Jagaya Madhai also. Back for popular demand. It's kind of interesting stuff. Hey, we need a questions. We need questions.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you. Maharaj, as this purport and the last purport also shows that how Yudhishthira Maharaj is quite surprised that Jivas, or in this case, Jai Vijay does not come fall from Vaikuntha ever. See, Ashradhyate Vabhati, I don't believe. But coming to our understanding, which we many times hear that okay, Jiva can fall or not. So then, if I am not wrong, please correct me if I am wrong, that I heard that GBC, you know, body, they feel that okay, we were always in spiritual world and we have now fallen down from there. So, and like yesterday also in the class, Praju was mentioning that, you know, we were with Mahavishnu, and so in our scenario, then whom we should follow, or like what we should consider as.
Basically, it doesn't matter who you worship. Worship Purnitai, Radha Krishna, Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Giriraj, Shalagram, doesn't matter. Because the Supreme Lord, or even Tulsi Rani, the Supreme Lord gives himself to the worshipper. So, it really doesn't matter who you follow. Nisringadeva, it doesn't matter who you follow. The Supreme Lord gives Himself to the worshipper. This nature. So, it really doesn't matter. The Supreme Lord actually protects and facilitates His devotee. That's the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally speaking, yat gatvana navartante. Once you go to the Supreme Lord's abode, you don't come back. We make that joke about Mac, that once you go to Mac, you don't go back to Windows. We make that joke about that.
Maharaj, one thought was coming that if we were never in the spiritual world and never with Krishna, and we were in Mahavishnu, from there we have come. So then this shloka says Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kobunoi Sharanadi Shuddha Chitta Kareyodai. So then how to understand this shloka, that Krishna Prem is already manifest always in the heart, only it has to be reawakened and heart has to be purified and it has to be again Uday has to be done. So then if we were not in the spiritual world with Krishna, then how to understand this shloka, Maharaj? What is the
Prabhupada mentioned there are three ways to go from the spiritual world here. One is through the Brahma Jyoti, the other was the Tatasta, and the other is with Krishna. But we don't know that before that we were with Krishna. So, let me, why did we come here? We're stupid. We did something stupid, that's why. Stupidity is not... everybody can be stupid, you know, and do something stupid. Therefore, I joke from ABC to GBC. Everybody can do it a little better than they did yesterday. Everybody can improve. It doesn't matter who they are. Everybody can improve and do it a little better than they did yesterday. Yeah, and it was very interesting also in Hari Bhakti Vilas, it stated that by doing an Ekadasi mixed with Dasami, the tenth day, then the demons got the benefit of that. And this is how Hiranyaksha got such a big body. Because of doing Ekadasi mixed with Dasami. So that's interesting. And Hiranyaksha got such a big body, was able to defeat Indra. Quite interesting stuff. Hiranyakasipu also, didn't matter. They got a big body because of Ekadasi mixed with Dasami. Quite interesting stuff. Orkya. Come on, give me anything. Bhotik, adhyatmik, doesn't matter.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Maharaj, like here in case we find Jaya Vijay coming and performing activities like this, like they are becoming demons. So generally whenever we tell these pastimes, then because we learn also from the Ravana or this Hiranyakashipu, that we are not supposed to do such atrocious wrong activities. But when at the same time when we understand that they are Lord's associates and they are just doing some kind of drama just to please the Lord, so then these two, when things are taken together, either we see them as Lord's associates and then we understand that it's drama going on and then we don't learn anything, or we learn and we call them as demons. So how we see whenever we see such pastimes, that because both sides are there, so how we should see them?
We should merge both. Merge both conceptions into one. Oh, they're the Supreme Lord's associates, but they took birth as demons. So we should be careful what not to do. When Krishna shows you these things, it's like Krishna is showing us the naked truth, what I shouldn't do. That's all. Basically, the pastime has got so many functions. Krishna protects his devotees and liberates his devotees. Even if they had to serve him as demons, three births, the Supreme Lord liberates and purifies his devotee. And Krishna gives all needs to his devotees as well. So, but it's interesting, his story tells us that we shouldn't become demons. That's what it is. Mark, yeah. Something further?
Maharaj, somebody was asking you what is the word Tulasi means, and another question of mine is whether Tulasi, what we see, all the Tulasi plants, they are ordinary living entities, they taking the body of Tulasi plant, or it is the expansion of some kind of Shakti, Vrindadevi?
All Tulasi plants are expanded from one personality. In Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Vrindadevi Astakam, Shloka 7, he says, Tavaiva Murtis Tulasi Niloke. Your form in the world of men is the Tulsi plant. So that's clear about that. Now, she's one person, and who appears whenever there's love for Krishna. Prabhupada said to Vidya, in 1976, when she asked about that question. You have one other question?
The second one is the meaning of the word Tulasi.
Tulsi is mentioned in Brahmavarta Purana as one of the eight names of Tulsi, and it means one whose beauty is incomparable. Hey, the ladies cannot allow this, that the men will ask three questions and you're in debt. Three questions, you're in debt.
Maharaj, that what he was asking, the similar confusion in my mind also, like, one explanation somewhere is saying the living entity is floating or swimming in the causal ocean in Viraja River, east and west. So he sees both the world. Sometimes he sees spiritual world, sometimes he swims across and sees the material world. And as he was mentioning the shloka, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, so we are with the love of Godhead serving Krishna in his planet. And again, we are born in this material world from Mahavishnu. And in interval dissolution, we go back in the body of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So, presently we understand that we are coming from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And if we are not liberated, we will go back to at the end of Brahma Mahavishnu. But originally we are from Brahmajyoti or from Gosal Ocean or swimming or from Krishna Loka, this confusion of mind.
Sometimes we emanate from Balaram, sometimes they're from the Tatastha, sometimes they're from Brahmajyoti. They describe Narayana, the source of all living entities. When the Brahmapalaya is wrapped up, the living entities go temporarily in the belly of Narayana. whether they want to say it, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, whatever. They got to go somewhere, and the living entities have so many desires to fulfill. Why do we come here? We're stupid, that's why. We did something dumb, that's why. It was described that stupidity is not the reserve of an intelligent person. Anybody can be stupid, can do something dumb, you know. Therefore, I joke from ABC to GBC. Everybody can do a little better than yesterday. What do we do? Something stupid. We're stupid, that's why. Stupidity is not the reserve of an intelligent person. We did something stupid, that's why. What do we leave if there's Satchit Ananda Vigraha, eternality, knowledge and bliss? Who would take Asat, temporary, near Ananda, miserable, and Achit, ignorance? Who would accept a material body with that things? With that thing? Because we're stupid, that's why. And the thing about it is, the Vedas are meant to educate us once again to become intelligent. That's all. We did something stupid. That's all. But the Supreme Lord doesn't forget us. And that's interesting. He comes as Paramatma. He comes in as deity to help us out like that. Comes as Hridayanath, the Paramatma in the heart, to help us out. And that's really nice. That Krishna and Tulsi genuinely love us. Everybody just tolerates our existence, but Krishna and Tulsi just genuinely love us. And that is very comforting, that somebody genuinely loves you and will be ready to take care of you and knows every moment. Just like Jagadatri Tulsi Rani, she'll sweet talk you, she'll cause you, she'll blast you if you're in Maya. It's very nice to know somebody's loves you and will take care of you. It's very interesting. Orkya. Ladies are now in debt for questions. They can't allow that. Deya sambandha is in a material body. Sambandham is bondage. Bondage within a material body. We have a material body. We're bound up by that. Deya sambandha means material body. And sambandham means bondage. They got a material body. They were bound up, but Krishna took care of them anyway. What's nice is that Krishna takes care of his devotees anyway, even if they're bound up anyway. Just like in Rukmini Dwadasi, I thought, wow, it's nice that Krishna stole her, and Krishna can steal us. We have a chance. Krishna basically can steal all living entities. And Rukmini Devi, a Marathi girl, was thinking of Krishna constantly. So Krishna was thinking of her. That is very nice. That when you think of Krishna, then Krishna thinks of you. That's very charming. That's very nice. So basically it means, sambandham means bondage, and deya sambandha is who has got a material body. So basically it means bound up by a material body. Deya sambandha sambandham. Sambandham means they're bound up in a material body. They're an illusion. They're bound up. Just like when a person takes birth. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a whole bhajan about that in Danya section. Then I took my birth. And then I'm thinking, wow, everybody likes me. Life will go on in this way. That everybody's paying attention to me. Everybody's fondling me and paying attention to me. everything will go on just like this. It's quite interesting. Analysis by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Quite an interesting analysis. Very interesting. In Danya section of Sharanagati. Humility. Quite an interesting section. Basically, what's nice about this pastime is that even though they were bound up in a material body, even though they fell from Vaikuntha for the plan of the Lord, Krishna protected them and encouraged them, you know, and helped them out. Even though Krishna wanted to fight with somebody, would fight with his devotees, Krishna protected and liberated them. That's what's interesting. Varaha killed Hiranyaksha, and Nrisingadev killed Hiranyakasipu. It's very interesting stuff. The whole pastime is very interesting things. It means there shouldn't be demons. You should rather be devotees, because Prabhupada said that Krishna doesn't have to come now. You have these Bangladeshi fishermen. Millions of them can be slaughtered by Durga Devi with one slap, with one tufan. Millions of them can be killed by Durga Devi, you know. So you don't have to become a demon to be killed by the Krishna, you know. You can be killed by Durga Devi also. That's interesting. One should better be a devotee, because even if you're a weak devotee or a stupid devotee, Krishna will help you. Teshanityabhayuktanam yogakshemam vahamiham. I will preserve what they have and carry what they lack. That's really interesting. So Krishna will preserve what you have and carry what you lack. So it's better that we become a good devotee than be a demon. Or kill. Now the ladies are in debt. 5 questions. They're in debt. Huh? 5. He has one. So it's 5. Punch. 5 questions, they're in debt. He's got 6. No, this is 6.
We see Srila Prabhupada oftentimes in his books taking so much time to defeat these impersonalists or impersonalism, or even a lot of extent of karma kanda also. But going out, if we see people, nobody is bothered about either impersonalism or even karma kanda. So their way of hedonistic way of life only, they are just living. Then how to understand why Srila Prabhupada is spending so much time on these two people and defeating their thoughts, and everywhere Prabhupada is defeating their thoughts and their statements. So why Srila Prabhupada is spending so much time? Or
well, first of all, he's glorified as smashing Mayavadis. He's glorified with that. There are very few Mayavadis, few in South India, but not so much. Basically, it's preserve of the devotees. That's all. I remember that Sahotra Swami used to, in Miami, on Sunday Feast program, he used to argue with somebody who was an impersonalist hippie. And the guy would get angry, and then they would beat him up and throw him out, you know. And he would say, wham, we had fun. We beat somebody up and threw him out, you know, like that. Nowadays, you know, when you're 50 years old, let diplomacy, you know, last a little longer. But when you're 20 or 20 or 25, you know, just beat the hell out of them. It was funny. My godbrother told me a story that it says that Krishna removes the duration of life and opulence of somebody who hurts Tulsi Devi. So he told a very funny story that the neighbor, and why the neighbors didn't like us and like that. So Govinda Dasi wrote Prabhupada that the neighbors chopped down 2 Tulsi trees and like that. And Prabhupada wrote back, oh, don't worry about these demons. They'll get their due reactions. But if they come to us, we can beat them. But people will not like it very much if we beat them like that. Don't worry about these demons. They'll get the reaction of them. So he described that they came banging on the door on a Sunday feast, and the brahmacharis beat the beans out of them. And then they ran away and they never came back. He told this funny story, you know, that, when you're 50 years old, let diplomacy last a little longer. And when you're 20 years old, just beat the hell out of them. Very funny, you know. Very funny story. Just beat the hell out of them, that's all.
We read about Shishupal entering Krishna's body. So then, if I'm not wrong, I've read that Prabhupada says that, you know, there is nothing called as this, like merging Krishna's body. So then how to understand this, that Shishupal? And I think, if I'm not wrong, Aghasur also merged into Krishna's body.
Aghasura merged in Krishna's body. It was described a very interesting thing that Pariksha Maharaj was astonished. This demon, he was a demon. He got Sayujra Mukti. Like, Sarubhya is one thing, but Sayujra, that was surprising to Pariksha Maharaj. So Krishna said, it's quoted by Shukadeva Goswami, said in Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 12, Verse 39, to answer the question, Sikhir Yaranga Pratimantarahita Manomai Bhagavato Dadogadim Saiva Nityatma Sukhano Bhutibi Virastamaya Ya Antirgatim Hekim Puna. If somebody thinks of Krishna within himself by the mind or some other, it awards one devotional service. The Supreme Lord's nature is to plunge his devotee into an ocean of happiness, which destroys ignorance of one who thinks about him constantly. What to speak of a Aghasura? It was described that Krishna told a devotee that Shishupal will offend me 100 times and then I'll kill him. So after 100 times of offending Krishna, then Shishupal was killed by Krishna. Dantavakra was promised. Krishna promised a devotee that not to kill Dantavakra, so Krishna had Balaram do it. That was interesting stuff. Krishna had Balaram do it. That way Krishna is not guilty of breaking his promise because Balaram did it. That's interesting stuff. Work out.
हरे कृष्ण महाराज, मेरा हिंदी में क्वेश्चन है। जैसे बताया जाता है कि कलयुग में भगवान कल्कि अवतार में आएंगे और सभी असुरों का वध कर देंगे, मेच्छोजवनों का। तभी जब सभी का वध होएगा, तभी वो लोग को मुक्ति प्राप्त होएगा क्या महाराज?
Anybody killed by Krishna is liberated, yeah. Anybody that's killed by Krishna directly is liberated, yeah. It's time for Parikrama. Seven times around Govardhan Shila, there's one Govardhan Parikrama without buying a plane ticket. He said, one resident of Radhakunda, during Ekadasi to Purnima, it's really heavy traffic on Govardhan. You can't get a spot. So he just goes around the tongue of Govardhan, the Jibya Mandir, seven times, and that's good enough. So that's basically it. Hare Bhagavan.